Welcome to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents.
Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static.
In today's episode, building your insurance business isn't easy, but there's no rule that says you have to do it overnight. There's also no shame in slowing down and doing it the right way. ASG Episode 42, Why Taking It Slow is Good for Business, written by Lily Joins. Have you ever heard of the slow food movement? This trend asserts that it's worth taking the time to prepare meals that are good for your body, rather than inhaling empty calories just to satisfy the need to eat. The same approach applies to ambitious insurance agents when creating a quality, sustainable business. Starting slow provides important time to form a strategy, plan solutions to future problems, and assure that you don't forget anything important, like compliance. 1. Remain committed to quality. Early success won't mean much if you can't sustain it. In this industry, there's no need to rush. Despite what you may hear, you don't always have to be the first agent to reach a client. You can still win someone over with superior service, more honest advice, or better rapport. After all, the insurance industry doesn't need just another salesperson. It needs the unique qualities only you bring to the table. That could mean a guarantee to meet face-to-face with every client. Or maybe you're the agent that remembers everyone's birthday and makes a personal call. Growth is important, but growing too fast may sacrifice the quality you wanted to bring to the job in the first place. When starting out, think about the little things you can do to make each client feel appreciated. 2. Remember to breathe. Burnout is a looming threat for insurance agents, especially those who set their own schedules. Taking time to regroup during slow times can set you up to be more successful during a busy season. Use slow periods to organize your book of business and implement long-term strategies. For example, you could compile useful client details like birthdays, anniversaries, into a spreadsheet or CRM, or try your hand at creating a template for a newsletter. 3. Put in your dues. You won't own the market right away, and that's more than okay. Learn the business from the bottom up first. If you're a downline agent, take advantage of the resources available to you from your upline. Once you're more knowledgeable, you can consider starting your own agency and incorporating a downline. Remember, slow growth can be beneficial, but you still need to learn at a decent pace. Here are a few ways to get ahead of the learning curve in your downtime. Read everything you can about the industry, trade magazines, blogs, forums, and more. If you haven't checked out the online version of this podcast yet, you'll find it at agentsurvivalguide.com, and we have a link to that in our show notes. You can attend seminars and webinars, join a trade association, and network at conferences. Talk to more experienced peers for advice on best practices and mistakes to avoid. Most importantly, take the time to put in work up front so you're set up for success later. It might seem like a lot of effort, but that's the point. After all, it wouldn't be an accomplishment if it wasn't hard. We know that the insurance industry can seem a little daunting when you're first starting out, or even if you're branching out to sell a new product, but that's what the Agent Survival Guide podcast is here for. Those moments when you're not quite sure what to do next, or just need a little bit of encouragement that you've got this. Don't forget to visit our show notes for links to the info we mentioned in this episode, related articles and podcast episodes, and of course, the link to agentsurvivalguide.com. That's it for this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, subscribe to the show to make sure you don't miss out on any of our new episodes. As a subscriber, new episodes are automatically downloaded to your device, and you can subscribe in your preferred podcast app of choice, whether that's our host, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or any of the other listening platforms out there. Hit subscribe, and you'll always get our newest content delivered straight to your device. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. We'll see you next episode.